for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2012 Deliverance Ministers Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday afternoon, October the 25th, 2012, Sharon Mulkey is the speaker of the service teaching on Learning God's Ways.
One thing I would really, really encourage you folks to do is, because there is so much food being given, it's like going to an awesome banquet. Well, your stomach can only hold so much, but still there's a big roast and a big pot of potatoes and peas. So what you can do is, if you get a set of the tapes, you can go home and keep banqueting. Another thing that we've found is that the demons work overtime for you not to hear everything. I mean, it's amazing. So I'll listen to my own messages and go, wow, did I say that? And I'll, like, but every message, if you listen to it even 2-3 times, you'll begin to hear things that you didn't. Because faith does come by hearing, and the demons don't want you to hear the truth. So I would just encourage you to get the tapes. Okay, this afternoon, one of the areas that I have really enjoyed is having God show me His principles and His ways. You know, the scripture says, Lord, teach me Your ways. Because when you come in to being a Christian, all you've known is the world's way. So hopefully I can share with you today some things about God's ways that can avoid maybe some painful things happening in your life, or giving you understanding sooner so that you can grow faster. Well, let's start with Matthew 11:7. Now, Jesus said to the multitude, what went you out to see? What in the world did you expect? A man finely dressed? But what went you out to see? A prophet. Yes, and more than a prophet. When people come to you for deliverance, and we're really speaking with leaders here, or they come to your little house group, that's usually where they all start, that's where ours started, or they come to you, your church, the first thing really that's on their mind is, this isn't what I expected. You don't look like your tapes. You know, like the radio announcer never looks like you think he should look like. I don't want that to throw you for a loop. We have had people come into our church that left because they did not like the carpet. And very petty things like that. Monty and I look at it this way. If I'm dying of a heart attack and I need an open bypass surgery, I don't care what color the operating room is, I want my life saved. So when people come into your group and start to criticize petty things, they're not ready for deliverance. And you can kindly ask God to kick them out, or because they're there to bring contention and strife. Now these folks, and you know the Bible, things never change, there's nothing new under the sun, they are expecting a man in soft raiment, weren't they? Because what they had seen were all the high priests and all these beautiful robes and everything they wore, that was their picture of church. A big church, nice carpet, a place for the baby to go so I wouldn't have to take care of him during church. A nursery, which we don't have and we will never have. We think that children need to sit under the pastor that God has appointed to be the pastor. And I don't care if they're sitting on their head. My kids know more about church, just, and half the time you think, are you even paying attention? But kids absorb what's going on in the services. So a lot of people, when they come into deliverance, they are expecting a soft ministry because that's what they came out of. Most soft things have never been weathered or tested and tried. What is the difference between a marshmallow and the world's best violin? Most churches, sadly, are full of marshmallows. To make the best violin in the world, they come from a tree that grows above the timberline. It's the only tree there. And it sits on the high summit, and the wind whips it. Cold weather comes, it freezes it, so the wood is contracting and expanding. Branches are getting broken out of it. But the wood inside this tree is being produced that when it is cut down, and it takes many years, this tree has to be there many years, when the tree is finally cut down and they slab it and make this violin, the richest music in the world comes out of it. Folks, that's why you're going to be tested and tried and weathered. God is just getting the marshmallow out of us. You see, God's men and women are soft on the inside. They are truly compassionate. They are able to let God's love flow through them. Love that can bring a refining fire or a cup of cool water. Love that is not based on our current day views of love. It is not mushy. Sometimes God's love comes in a burning bush and he burns up everything you have. But sometimes God's love comes in a glass of cold water because he knows you need to be refreshed. God's men and women will give their life for the sheep, for they love not their own lives unto death. Sadly, most people that are ministers are really in it for themselves. They go with many selfish ambitions. Mama wanted a preacher, Dad paid for Bible school. But they haven't God. They're not a pastor or a minister because God said, I chose you. There's many selfish motives and ambitions in the pulpit. And from what I see a lot, it's just so that they can feed an insecure spirit or a spirit of pride that covers insecurity. But a true man of God will give his life for the sheep. Monty and Jim and even myself, we've had to give everything. And you will too. If you want that power of God to flow through your life to set people free, it'll cost you everything. So prepare your hearts for that. Sometimes people's expectations, and if the person has a spirit of wanting not to disappoint them, or we can't turn them away from church, we need every soul we can get because we're counting numbers. That is your root for when you start to compromise. You've already sold out. You have to come to a place where you're able and willing to preach to nobody. When you come to church some Sunday and there's nobody there but you, maybe your wife, God is not playing games, people. He is looking for a few good men and women. You're here because he has called you to be here. And for you to search your heart and decide, do I want this or not? A person that has true self-acceptance and transparency with others, to get to that point, it's a very painful journey because God has to use many circumstances, your job, your family, all sorts of things, to push what is in us up so that we can get deliverance. No one knows their true motives, really. Like it says, the scripture says, a man is okay in his own mind, but God tries the hearts and the reins. This is why people don't like deliverance, is because it exposes everything. There is no hiding in a deliverance church. You know, at least you've read, that God is not concerned with the outward, because things on the outside can be easily altered. How we dress, how we talk, plastic surgery, on and on. But the inward parts are not so easily changed. That's why people start on the outside. So I got to get a drink of water here. The last time I was here, the girl said, this is liquid spit. Authentic and transparent is a word commonly used by people to describe people in deliverance. You're just so real. You're just so authentic. You are who you say you are. And people feel this. There's so many things that go on in the spirit realm. You know, if a very angry person came through that door, they wouldn't have to say a word, would they? It's how they walk, how they move their arms. You would immediately sense that person's angry. When you have an authentic spirit, people sense that too. Deliverance makes you non-pretentious. If you want to be a deliverance leader, you cannot have a hidden agenda. It will not make you money. You will not be famous. You will not be on TV. All your friends and probably most of your family will leave you. But deliverance people become givers and not takers. You know, we have learned recently because of the GMO foods how when you genetically modify a food, you can have that shiny, prettiest red apple. So you set the GMO food here next to the organic apple that's been grown in rich soil, no chemicals, fertilizers, is full of nutrients and really is good for you and will bring you life. Tell me what you see the difference is. There's spots on the organic apple. It's not perfectly red and shiny. It's probably not even perfectly formed. Don't miss the part about there's spots on the organic apple. And many people discard deliverance because the person bringing it to them has the spots. They are not able to discern the GMO from the organic apple. But as you become more authentic and transparent, you will find that people will relax and let down their guard and their walls. And as they begin to feel your self-acceptance, demonic walls are lowered and lowered. Self-acceptance of yourself is felt by others. No words are needed. If you're going to be a leader in deliverance, you have to be very comfortable with your weaknesses. You have to be able to live with the things in your life that you don't like. The things that God just seems not to have delivered you of yet. You will have to come to a place where the thing inside you does not control you by self-condemnation and shame. Because that's one of the real easy ways that the devil gets people out of deliverance is, well, look, you still do this, you still do this. Well, you know what? We all do something. But God told me, He said, it's a distraction. He said, I'll deliver that when I want to. I know you have it and you don't want it. That's one of the things that you're going to have to watch out for. The devil's going to come around and go, well, you still have this and you still have that. It's a big distraction. So true self-acceptance takes a lot of deliverance. But as people in your church begin to feel this, they will open up and reveal the parts of themselves that they hate and despise and fear. As a leader in deliverance, it starts with us. You know that in a corporation, the attitude of the CEO flows down to the least and last employee. If the CEO of that corporation is greedy and malicious and unkind, that spirit transfers down to every employee. The pastor you're sitting under, what spirit is he of? Because it flows down upon the congregation. That's not saying pastors are ever going to be perfect or fully delivered. No one will be. But that's why it's imperative that you do not ever stop getting your own deliverance. Being a pastor does not mean that you don't need any help anymore. A lot of people are very comfortable helping everybody else. In fact, that's almost a sign of a drug addiction. A drug addict, when they're coming out of and going through drug rehab, one of the first things they start to do is they start to help everybody else. But they themselves never want to appear weak or need help or get help themselves. There will never be a time when God isn't working on us to deliver us of our spots and wrinkles. And that's good. And that's why we can have patience and understanding with each other too. If God's taken me through the ringer, and He's taken you through the ringer, well, that's good, because that builds common ground. It helps fight all of the superiority or pride or, you know, people are so worried about pride. You get deliverance, don't worry. You're going to be taken through the woodshed and the ringer so many times, like they say, through God's grinder. God knows how to get rid of that. You have to have the attitude And it has to be in your heart that it is a privilege that God has opened your eyes to deliverance. Like I said before, how many billions of people are in the world that He hasn't? It is a privilege for God to say, you need to get deliverance on this. We should be so thrilled and happy when God says, okay, I want you to go for prayer on anger, or rage, or rejection. Because God has given us the privilege of getting these things out of our life and changing our family line forever. We are changing our family lines forever. What a privilege. It's a privilege to be on God's operating table. It's a privilege to be under God's bright light. The closer you get to Jesus, the more you see your sin. And the more you feel like a sinner. But you got to realize that's because you're getting closer to the light. If you don't think you got any problems, turn the light on. I mean, you know, you walk into a dark room, you don't see all the dust and the cobwebs. So, when you see your sin, that's a good sign. That is good. But you don't flip out into self-pity and poor me or this or that. You go, okay, sight, demon, thing, same. Right? Okay. It is a privilege and not shame or condemnation or a criticism. God is showing us what has been hidden or submarining, like we say, deep inside us, not wanting to be uncovered or exposed so that they can sink us later. I have come to realize in my life that God was fulfilling Mark 10:27. And this is what it says. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. I didn't understand that for a long time. But when you, it says, every time God has allowed my demons to manifest, it was not to destroy me or those around me. A lot of people are afraid of manifesting when they realize that's what it is. Not just throwing a hissy fit or something. God is so committed to helping us through this journey. When I manifested, it was not to destroy me or those around me, but to bring me deliverance and with that healing life and life abundant. God has never let the demons destroy anything in my life. Oh, the winds may have been Hurricane 5 in intensity, and the waves were over my head for longer than I thought I could ever endure. But God, whose ways are His own ways, His plans are perfect, God is never out of control or distant. He digs me out of that horrible pit and calms the winds and the waves. The word darkness there, what that translates to is what God was digging out of my life, all that darkness. Let's say He was really digging out spirits of rejection or shame or just a whole host of things, inferiority. It's ugly and it's hard going through things like that. Or let's say unthankfulness and ungratefulness like we heard this morning. When God works those deep things in your life, that is the darkness. And what He wants you to do with that is turn around and pray for somebody else. You speak it in the light. So every message practically that I have ever given has been a testimony of the darkness that God has taken out of my life. You see, that's why you cannot preach out of your head and be a deliverance pastor, because it will be of none effect. You can't read 10,000 books on deliverance and think you're going to be a deliverance pastor. It's not how many times you go through the Bible. It's how many times does the Bible go through you. And when you, it's like today when we heard about unthankfulness, when that spirit, when that message came through, it came out of a deep place in her and it went right into your spirit, didn't it? And it's going to change your life. Now, somebody else gets up here. Could practically give the same message and we're going, oh, huh, when's lunchtime? God's ministry and the doing of deliverance is so special because it cost Him everything. It cost Him His Son. He is not going to let some slipshod person come in and try to be a deliverance pastor. He's going to try and get you out. It's like in nursing school when I went. They stood up the first day and said, we're going to do our darndest and work our hardest to get you out of here. And they said that to us. And that's why God gave me a strong will. Because I said, the hell you will. The hell you will. Okay, all religious spirits, you can go now. I said hell. That's right. Hell is in the Bible. That's right. Most of you probably don't realize, but you're strong-willed. And it's going to take that strong will lining up with God's Word to get to the end of the race. Your life has been tailor-made for you to be transformed into the image of Christ. Whatever has occurred to you hasn't just happened. God wasn't having breakfast when you had the car accident. God is using everything to turn you and create you and mold you into the image of Christ and for the fruit and the kingdom of heaven to come in your life, which is righteousness, peace, and joy. As God is working in our lives and the pressure is being put on us, what's the first thing we want to do? It's all your fault. It's all your fault. The spirit of blame will get you out of deliverance. And it will disqualify you from being a deliverance pastor. Because a deliverance pastor has to take responsibility. There's no entitlement. You have to be a person of responsibility. God said it is a required of a steward to be found faithful. We aren't to blame others. And you're not to blame yourself. That's another big trick. Especially with people with alcohol spirits. They go into this whiny self-pity. I'm so horrible. I'm so bad. What does that do? It aggravates your wife or your husband. I mean, it doesn't do anything. Whining and feeling sorry for yourself, what does it do? Nothing. And if you got kids, that's being a bad example to your kids. What's the only thing to do? Come out in Jesus' name. I bind you. So in our church, there's no whining, no murmuring, no, murmuring and complaining. Unless you like snakes to bite you. Everything I determined, and you have to determine too. And I determined everything that came into my life was going to push me in to God. Everything, every bad thing, everything, what we would call bad. I said, God, push me into you instead of running the other way. Blaming God, getting mad at God, where does that get you? Out in the back 40, and there's nothing going on back there. And all the time you waste running back there and coming back could be years. And you have lost valuable time that you will give account for. So everything from this day forward, you just put your foot down and say, whatever happens to me, however I feel, God, I'm pressing into you. I'm pressing into you. There are things that you're going to have to just say, this is the it. I'm drawing the line. And it's amazing when you do that, how easy it becomes to draw the line and to push in. Say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Help me. I know you love me, and I am precious to you, and you created me. You know all the things that have happened to me and the effect it has had on my life. Lord, deliver me for your name's sake. By the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have purchased the legal right for me to be free. I love you, Lord. I love you more than my reputation. I love you more than all my expectations, all my dreams, all my ideas of how my life should be. Or I want it to be. Make me real and true through and through. Being raised under abuse and alcohol and those kind of things, I had a real problem with receiving love. And what the Lord told me to do was He would just say, Sharon, say this, I love you and you love me. I could hardly get the words out of my mouth. Oh, it was easy for me to say, I love you, God. But the part where it said, you love me, Deliverance is a process, it's not an event. There are many, many lessons to be learned and many, many crooked sticks in us that God has to straighten. I want to share with you the race. Many people, you know where Paul says, we run a race, right? Okay, let me find the paper where this is. Because I'm going to tell you about some of the booby traps. You see, we had to fall in all these holes. I really hope that you can see that and take advantage of our experience so that you don't have to fall in every hole that we fell in. But I had it anyway, otherwise I'll have to preach the other message I got up here. Where did I have that? Oh, gosh, mine. Well, I know it. I've lived it. Okay, this is number one. You can decide who you are on this board, but this is number one person. They're saved, and they start out in deliverance. Something happens to their life, and they drop out. They go to a deliverance church because their need was so great that they knew they couldn't go on without it. So they're here. Okay, now this little guy up here, he gets saved. He goes along, all of a sudden, cares of the world. Well, God, I can't do that. I got a job. I got three kids I got to feed. So he leaves the race. Then we have this little guy. He goes on. He goes more and more and more. Pretty soon, traumatic things start happening in his life. I can't take this anymore. I can't take this pressure anymore. I'm tired of this. I'm not having any fun. And he drops out of the race. Then you have this person. Now, this person is an Olympic church person. He's jumping over these hurdles and going jumping, jumping, jumping. And you think, wow, that guy is really going to make it. He's really going to into deliverance. He's going to conferences. And then pretty soon it's like, he drops out of the race. He got tired. He was jumping all of that in his own strength. He thought his own willpower was going to carry him to eternity in the finish line. It won't, people. Just give it up and say, God, I cannot do this. Help me. God will work out all those spirits of works where you think that you're going to do good. God's going to reward you for that. You have been raised in a school system that has trained you like animals. Like Pavlov, and I've done many, many messages on this. Stimulus, response. Stimulus, response. Most people in Christianity are living for the cookies. Give me the right answer. There's a cookie. Stimulus, response. It's like Pavlov's dog. And you have been raised under that in the school system, and you may not realize that underneath and in your little brain there, you're mad because I timed. I did everything right. And this still happened to me. Where's my cookie? You're living for the cookies. So he was running in his own strength, in his own way, and he dropped out. Well, now this little guy down here, he's going, man, I am not going anywhere. I see number one and two and three, and this guy we'll talk about in a little bit. He sees them running down the track. And I am stuck here in this church getting deliverance. How many years is this going to take? I want to be out ministering to others. I want to be out doing things. And God says, all right, you want to be a deliverance leader or not? And of course you all say, yes. So God takes you back to the woodshed. He delivers you. And little by little, you find this little guy going down the track. And as he goes down the track, he's getting to turn into the image of Christ. The kingdom of heaven is coming into his life. Righteousness, peace, joy, fruitfulness. He doesn't yell at the kids and beat the dog anymore. He can hold down a job. He can support a family. He can be a blessing to those that he comes in contact with. Okay, right now, I want to go run the race now, God. No, wait a little longer. Wait a little longer. Now, this guy, he kind of had a spirit of pride with him. He felt that, you know, he was just top dog here. He's bounding over this and this and this and this. And he looks back at number one and goes, what a loser.
Is he ever going to do anything? All he does is go to that deliverance church and get deliverance and read his Bible and pray to God and say, help me, clean me up, make me more like you, Lord. What a loser. He's not doing anything or amounting to anything. But you learn to live through that. You learn to live. And you start getting rid of all your religious spirits. You start getting real. You start loving people just the way they are. And you keep going down the track. But all of a sudden, you see this guy. Man, he is just speeding along. But what he doesn't see, but what God sees, is when he gets to the finish line, and this is death, when he stood before the Lord Jesus Christ, everything he did was wood, hay, and stubble. All the motives were wrong. His inner ambitions weren't right. And when he stood there and God put the fire to it, like he promised he would, it all burned up. Now this little guy can't see that. But what you need to realize is that for every advancement that this little guy took, he was already getting treasures laid up in heaven. They were stacking up and stacking up and stacking up. People, you need to see the big picture from heaven backwards. When you submit to the dilemmas and you let God really touch your life and really scoop you out and put things into your life, you are laying up eternal treasure. Every change that God does in your life is changing you on the inside, and you take it to you for eternity. Everything that you let God put into your life, you have for eternity. It's worth it, people. Because you just keep building your rewards. Okay, now this person, I'm sure, died. This person? This person? What's the word? There probably wasn't even anything there to burn up. They got their fire insurance. Yes, that's true. They got saved, and they're in heaven, and that's a wonderful thing. And there's a lot of people you know that are saved, and that's a wonderful thing. But they do not want more of God in their life. They are not willing to pay the price to have God in their life. People, you have got to be willing to lay down anything to have more of Jesus Christ. And the more you lay down and the more of Jesus Christ you get, the more things you have. I would not be married. I wouldn't even have a sound mind. I'd be a nut house. I wouldn't be married. I wouldn't have three kids. We wouldn't have a house. I wouldn't have righteousness, peace, and joy, and a hope for the future. You do not lose anything. When you lay down something, you get something much more valuable and rich. And it's all on the inside of you. And you're going to take it all the way to heaven. Like they say, you're going to put it in the bank. The first bank of heaven. And when you get to heaven, have you thought of this? Okay, all these guys are standing here, right? And all the saints in the world, these five people are standing together. Every saint in heaven knows what you did or you didn't do. When God showed me that, it's like, wow. Everybody's going to know what every Christian did or didn't do. And though we don't live for that, people have lost the sight of accountability, and that one day we will give an account for our life. Those that know they have to give an account for their life live differently than those who don't. If you know that you're going to give an account to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will live differently than if you think you don't. I want you to have treasure for eternity. God expects us to have treasure for eternity. You're going to be ashamed if you have nothing in heaven. And why do you think it says God wipes away all their tears if there isn't something to cry about? Nobody wants to think of the other side. They just think that they're going to have whoop-de-doo and hallelujah. And they will after they pass by the judgment seat of Christ. Deliverance will give you the opportunity to change your life on the inside so that for all of eternity you will enjoy that. You're robbing yourself if you don't. You're stealing from yourself if you don't. God has not brought this opportunity to everyone. How can you walk away? How can you say, this is too tough, I can't do this? All right, be like that little guy. I hope God burns these pictures into your brain and they haunt you at night. So you don't give up if it compels you to keep going. You want to be the last little guy that was ridiculed probably in the beginning because you're doing nothing. And a spirit that will come and talk to you is a spirit of impatience. Well, isn't it time yet? Isn't it time yet? You're how old and you're not doing anything? You're still getting prayer? How old are you? You're still getting prayer and you're not out there ministering to everybody? You're still going to that deliverance church and getting changed? Impatience will get you out of the race. Who cares how long it takes God to change me? Do we really care how long it takes each other to change? No. But God cares about us. So don't be worried about other people. Worry about yourself. It has really been laid heavy on my spirit of the eternal loss that so many people are going to suffer. And the people that God has invited into deliverance that have turned their backs, I don't know, there's going to have to be a big bottle for God to put all their tears in. When they see all they have lost for eternity, people, that's the awesome responsibility of being in deliverance. And as a leader in deliverance, you have the responsibility of helping other people cross the finish line with laid up treasure. That's why our heart grieves when someone leaves the church. We're sad because we know what they're forfeiting for eternity. The tears they'll cry once they cross the finish line. And God says, no, you're not going over that place over there. You're going to go over here. Nobody wants to talk about this. We are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. Many of you have godly bloodlines, and many we find in deliverance have come, when they start researching their bloodline back, there have been incredible Christians in their family line. In my family line, it started in Italy, the Valdenesses. They translated the Bible from Catholic to Latin. They went into the mountains. They were killed and stoned and burned. They're all watching me. Your family is watching you. And they want you to run the race. How is it going to be? How could I get to heaven? And I'm standing beside these people in my family line that have been burned at the stake and cut up and mutilated and all this because they were defending the truth. And then I walk up. They know all of that. But if you have done everything you can do and that everything that God's asked you to do, you will not have to go through shame and the tears in the bottle. There are tears in heaven. And they're from what people see they could have had and they won't. For eternity. People, eternity is a long, long time. I wanted to give you this bigger picture. Because sometimes you lose sight of that when you're slugging it out day by day. When you're fighting a battle of hatred or envy or slothfulness day by day and you just think nothing's going to change. The big picture, people. Remember the big picture. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. You just keep fighting. Just keep in the battle. Keep marching. Something I want to share with you is a spirit of, it's not comparison, it's compensation. The spirit of compensation is this. I was in an automobile accident and I had trauma on my right side of my brain. But I am walking around, talking to you. You think I'm normal. You don't realize I got half of my brain out. I don't really, but I'm a nurse, so I'm using all these examples I've seen at the hospital. I have an enlarged heart. Nobody sees that. I'm breathing with one lung. Nobody sees that. People are very good at covering up and trying to make it look like they don't have a problem. But yet on the inside, all of those things will kill them. The body is a master at covering up. If you get your foot, one part of your foot doesn't work right, You know how your body compensates? All for your knee, your hip, your back. A lot of your back pain is your legs are compensating for something going wrong with your knees or your foot or the way you walk. Don't be fooled by that, people. And you don't have to compensate anymore. You don't have to appear rough and tough and hard to walk anymore. You can say, I can hardly breathe. I need a new lung. My heart is enlarged and I'm going to go into congestive heart failure and die. You can tell God, I need a new heart. People, deliverance is where we don't have to be anybody but ourselves anymore. There should be no politicism in deliverance. Well, look at her and well, look at you, honey. You know what I'm saying? When you go back to your groups, I don't want you to let backbiting, gossip, and any of that start. As leaders, you're responsible. The wonderful thing is that God always looks beyond our faults and He sees what we need. And in some of my worst days, when I was so disappointed with myself, I was so upset. God, I am battling this again. What's wrong? I can't seem to get over this. I knew God was looking past my faults and He saw what I really needed. And that kept me going a lot of times. You may become your own worst judge. Don't judge yourself. Paul said he didn't judge himself. Just say, I am at where I'm at today, and God, You know I want to be where You want me to be tomorrow. A group of spirits that are going to work against you are the ones that you also got at school. The spirits of, I'm helpless, hopeless, I have no purpose. Those have been drilled into our kids at school. I'm powerless. I can't deal with this. I can't do it anymore. But those spirits of helpless, hopeless, powerlessness, and purposelessness have been in our school system, and that's one reason for the high suicide rates. Because the kids feel like that, because that has been drilled into them. And that's why depression is so high. You have a choice, people. You have a choice. You are creating your own legacy. When you look back at your life, what's it going to be? You're writing your life legacy now. Why don't you think about this? Think about the day before you die. You're looking back, and what do you want your life to say about you? Okay, tomorrow I die. I'm one day from death. And as I look back over my life, what do I want my life to say about me? You know the good thing about that? You're not one day from death. You can start today to build the life that you want to see when you're one day from death. And you have an option now to do that. Deliverance opens so many doors for us to live the life we've always wanted to live. All this frustration of trying to do it in the flesh. Once you get the demon out, it's easy to do or easy not to do. Deliverance gives you the option of having the life that you've always wanted to live. I've never met anybody that said, I want to be a bank robber and a criminal and a drug addict. Nobody says that. I want you to ask God for inner conviction. Because when you have strong inner convictions, you can stand any outward pressure. It's like when Monty and I got married. We're married. There is no D word in our life. That was an inner conviction. So what happened? Through hell and high water, we're still married. Happily. Through a lot of deliverance, the happily part came. I'm still going to tell on you today. Bless you. But people... Don't lose the point, and don't break the point, and don't make the pressure come off. Because I want you to feel the pressure. I want you to feel uncomfortable. Because if I can make you feel uncomfortable, you're out of the race already. You have got to look me straight in the eye and say, lady, if you think you're getting me out of deliverance, you're nuts. You've got to set your face like flint and say,
Come hell or high water, I am not going to disappoint God. I am not leaving deliverance. I am going through for the long haul. And that's something you've just got to decide. Now, if you don't want that, choose today and get out fast. The only downside of that is the devil knows you were here, and he will chew up your life because he doesn't ever want the thought to come that they can go back. They might go back to that church. So go ahead and leave. That's fine. I just want you to know the devil's going to be chewing your butt, your life, for the rest of your life. I'm sorry, that's the truth, and you deserve to know the truth. Amen. So you can make an informed decision. Now you know. You know, you're not to fear them that kill the body, but fear him who destroys the soul and body in hell. I would not trade my life and deliverance for any amount of money, for any position on earth. There is nothing that I would trade my life and deliverance for. Every heartache I've had, every sleepless night I've had, every time I thought I could not get, I was going down for the last time and I wouldn't be coming up again. There is no life like the deliverance life, the life it will give you people. It gives you that life inside. And nobody can take that away from you. After 36 years, I want to tell you, there's nothing I would trade it for. I mean nothing. If you offered me Fort Knox, well, it's empty anyway, but let's see what it has. Come on. Well, the Vatican's got all the gold anyway, right? but I just, you see, none of that really matters to me anymore. And here's the great part. Because it doesn't matter to me, I have a wonderful husband. I've got 3 kids that are going to make it to heaven, and God's working on them. I have more material things because they don't matter to me. You can't outgive God, people. If you give him your life, it's going to be great to see what he gives you back. I want to do a little mass deliverance on the independent spirits. God said you got to finish what you start. So, honey, why don't you come up and let's do some mass deliverance on the independent spirits. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you and we thank you for this conference. We thank you that you've given strength for the people. And we just come against all the spirits, those independent spirits that are in the people now. You start coming out and you tell them in your mind to go. Come on, all you independent spirits, I want you to get out now in Jesus' name. All pride. Pride. Come on, all the pride associated with an independent spirit and all the spirit of deep hurt and that fear of being hurt again. All the spirits of deep, deep hurt that have built up all those walls. Come on, all out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Independent spirit, you know what you're tied into. I loose the angels to go into you now and start pulling you out in Jesus' name. We do not want you. We hate you, independent spirit. Now you get out of us now in Jesus Christ's name. I use the spirit of dependency on Christ to go in and start burning you out now in Jesus' name. Fear of being vulnerable. Fear of being vulnerable. Get out now in Jesus Christ. Fear of people taking advantage of you. Fear of people taking advantage of you. Come on, self-made man. Pull myself up by the bootstraps. Come on, all of that. Isolation. All those spirits of isolation and all the destruction in the family. All that family destruction that's come in under the independent spirit. All attachment disorders. You know your name. Now get out in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, every one of you. And everything that I taught on the independent spirit, we come against you now in the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're commanding you to come out now.
Closed soul. Closed soul. Keeping everything in. Not opening up your heart unto others. Every bit of the closed soul in Jesus' name. Everything in the soul, a closed soul, closed heart, closing your heart off in Jesus' name. Give your heart back to your loved ones, your wife, your children, your congregation. On every bit of a closed soul, closing off in Jesus' name. Keeping yourself to yourself in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way out. Everything in this area. Come on, you have to go, demons. Come on, all the way out.
Come on, all that bitterness, Jesus you get name. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name.
Huh?
Get out
of it.
All that bitterness and anger and resentment. They're not doing that
out.
To me
you
anymore.
Just tell them in your mind
every
to
one
go.
Of you, go
breathe
now in Jesus Christ's
Come on.
Name.
Jesus'
Come on.
Name.
Every one of you. Come on, self-sufficiency.
Come on, I command you to go. Go, go, go. All the spirits of abuse.
Do it
all
myself.
All the spirits of alcoholism.
I don't need any
go
help.
Now in Jesus Christ's
I'll
name.
I'll do it myself
come
and do it right.
Let's go. Every one of you. Come on.
All
come
idolatry
on.
Of father. Come on, especially go, in the young on. Boys.
Everyone
Dad is me. Independent. I'm going to be just like him. All of that idolatry of father. Idolizing the rough, rugged, independent father that didn't need anybody. Come on. All the way out. All enmeshment toward father and mother, not being able to leave your father and mother so you can't cling to your wife, children. Come on, all the way out. That spirit of enmeshment in Jesus' name, not leaving your father and mother. Come on, move. If you're an adult, you're past the days of parenting. Come on, get out, all the way out.
Come on, all marriage-breaking spirits that have come into this, come on, disappointment in the marriage, all that disappointment in the marriage that says, just get out of it, it's hopeless.
Yeah, the blame.
There's no reason. Come on. Come on, let's go. Go, go, go. Everything that's working against the marriage, just get out.
Breathe
right
them
now,
out,
Jesus
people.
Come on.
Push them in your mind.
Them out.
Tell them
push
to
them
go.
Out.
Tell them. Today's the day.
Let's go.
Today's the day of deliverance.
Today's
you're not going to leave
day
here
deliverance.
With this thing.
I command you
get
to go
now
in Jesus' name.
Come on.
Move, all that stubbornness in the mind. All that stubbornness in the mind. And hard-hearted, hard mind. Come on. All that pride. Harden the mind. That's right. Let's go. Come on. You're not telling me what to do. Come on. Stubbornness and rebellion. Out now. You're just a 2-year-old throwing a temper tantrum. Come on now in Jesus' name. Come on. All the spirits of defiance, come out now in
Jesus'
name. Come on. Defiance. Let's go. Right now in Jesus' name. Every one of you. And Father, we ask that you would go and heal the wounds that have started this. In Jesus' name, heal those wounds. Go now in Jesus' name. But separation anxiety, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. And all the anxiety disorders start coming out of
loneliness.
The people now.
Insecurity.
Come on. Get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Anxiety disorders. Separation disorders. Come on. Arrested development. Get out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Acting
boy,
like a child. Come on. Go right now. At any age you were arrested because of trauma or something in the family. Come out now in Jesus' name.
Move
emotional
out.
Arrested development. Physical arrested development. Mental arrested development. Loose the people
Jesus
now and
name.
Go. We loose spirits of maturity to go.
Jesus
and help
name.
You to mature on every level and in every
Jesus
level now
name.
In Jesus Christ's
bound
name.
Bound emotions.
Mm-hmm.
All the emotions that are bound. Especially a man can't share your emotions with your wife. Jesus' name. Come on. All the bound emotions. Can't cry. Have no feelings inside. Come on. All the bound emotions in people. All the wounds from bound emotions. Come on. Your parents that couldn't show you emotions. Emotional abandonment in Jesus' name. Come on. Feeling emotionally abandoned by your parents in Jesus' name because they couldn't show you love.
Come on. Emotional abandonment. You get out.
Let's go, demons. Come on.
You're not
everything
hiding
on top.
From nobody.
Pushing
get out
angels.
Now in Jesus'
more
name.
More angels, Lord.
Come on. Loose the angels to go in there and push things up. Don't
Mas
let them
angeles,
submarine.
Señor,
you're
Jesus.
Not going to outlast deliverance demons. We're going to hunt you down and we're going to get you. We know who you are and we're coming after you.
Jesus.
Now come out
name.
In Jesus Christ's
shining
name.
Light on them, angels.
Go right
Let's
now
go.
In Jesus' name. Come on. We'll play mass deliverance tapes every day. Kind of go now
come
in Jesus' name.
Independent spirit.
Go,
come on,
go,
come
go.
On.
Get out now.
Come
every one of you.
Move.
Loose them and go.
Move.
Loose them and go.
Jesus'
loose
name.
Them and go. I lose hope that you can hope again that your life can be different. I lose that hope
come
back into
out.
You. You can come change. You can
the
be
out.
The person that you want to be. Now come out now in Jesus Christ's
name.
You can affect your family's legacy for generations. That's your job, your responsibility. Now stand up and take it. And you can do it. I loose that strength into you. I loose the spirit of a godly patriarch into the men. A godly matriarch into the women. Go now. All you demons, go, go. All that family destruction. Go, go, go. All that family destruction. I command
Jesus
you to go.
Name.
Come on.
You demons, come out. Father, in Jesus' name, we break all ungodly soul ties and call people's soul back out of people, places, and things. You don't have your whole heart to love someone with your whole heart. All that enmeshment and inordinate affections.
Oh, yeah.
Loving pets and animals more than you love your families. All the inordinate affections. Yeah. Come on, move. Inordinate affections toward horses, dogs, cats, goldfish, whatever it is.
That's right. And call your soul back from these animals too now in Jesus' name.
They're just animals. They have no soul.
Come on. Inordinate affections.
Move.
Could have it with your job. Yeah,
Jesus
good.
Name.
Could
come
have
on,
it with your
go.
Hobby, whatever. Whatever
you
it is,
up.
Call
people,
it back now
places
in Jesus
and
Christ's
things.
Name.
Your car,
come on,
your guitar.
Come on. everything that you have put an a lot of time in, your soul is probably there too. We call it back.
Jesus' name,
we
Lord.
We call your souls back.
Restore their soul, Psalm
Restore
23, Lord.
Restore their soul.
Let them have their whole heart, that they can serve you with their whole heart. Love their wife, children, congregations with their whole heart, not a half a heart.
That's right.
All
the fragmented parts of the soul
affections.
Come back. All the fragmented parts of your will come back. All
Jesus
the parts of your will that you
will,
come on,
emotions.
Ask the Lord Jesus to send angels
soul.
And start bringing them all back now.
Keep
in
going,
Jesus
angels.
Name.
More angels.
Revenge,
more
come
angels.
Out right
drive
now.
Drive the
Jesus
demons
name.
Out of here.
I'll show you. Come on. Revenge. Get
up.
Out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Revenge.
Whatever's on top, push them up, angels. Pull them out.
Everything
come
on top,
angel
get
Lord.
Out now in Jesus Christ's name.
By the blood of Jesus. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Independent spirit. Come on, move.
All of that.
Move.
Let's go. Every type of
pride.
Go,
arrogance.
Go, go. Push him in.
Jesus'
push
name.
Push him.
I don't need anybody.
That's right.
Come on.
Come on.
Unteachable
go, go, go.
Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Not going to let anybody
brute.
Tell me what to do.
Spirit of the brute. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Go.
Move.
Out,
move.
Out. Come on. Come on. I cut all soul ties, ungodly soul ties with the United
Jesus
States
name.
That idolizes independence. We
move.
Cut that off,
move.
Too, in Jesus' name.
Idolatry
was. Come on,
with
let's Clint go.
Eastwood.
Come on.
Rambo.
Come on.
All the
let's
idolizing.
Go. Let's go. Move
Marvel
out.
Man.
Independent
come
spirit.
Move.
Come on. All the destruction of the health that comes in with the independent spirit. Come on. All of that. And all the neurological changes on your brain when you separate and isolate yourself. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, I loose the angels to go and heal their minds. The hormones and all of the fluids and the chemicals and the receptors in the brain, Lord, I ask that you heal them so that they can have relationships.
Yeah.
If they've been
keep breathing them
weird,
out.
Wired because of cell phones and people avoidance, Lord, heal that part of their brain.
Move, move. Introvert. Come on, all the introverted
shyness,
spirits, shyness.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, move, move. Just
fear of
off
confrontation.
To be all alone.
Fear of confrontation.
Move,
come
move.
Out now in Jesus
spirit.
Christ's name. Mm-hmm.
Out,
all
out,
of it. Let's
all
go,
of
go, 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 go.
You
on.
Have more
come
demons.
On.
Tell
come
them
on.
To go.
Come on. Let's
come
go.
Today's
come
the day.
Everything.
Breathe
come
them out.
Everything
get
on top.
With
get
them.
Out now in Jesus' name. That
come,
ungrateful heart, get out now in Jesus' name. Come on.
Keep them going.
Ungrateful
you can
heart,
do it right
get out
there.
Now
you
in Jesus' name.
Right there. Freeze them out.
Bitterness against God. Get out right now.
Get deliverance now while there's extra help here.
Come on. Bitterness against God. Get out now in Jesus' name. And all the family line stuff that's come down your family line that's hindering you having a walk with God. Get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on.
Spirits of loneliness and all wounds from other people that haven't opened up their heart that should have. Come on. All the wounds, the emotional wounds because your husband or your wife closed up their heart in Jesus' name. Restore your heart. Give them your spirit back in Jesus' name. You gave a vow to your wife, your husband, in Jesus' name that you'd love them with all her heart.
When Monty did this with me, when he said, I give my heart back to Sharon, was it your soul?
No.
Heart and soul? I started heaving and heaving. I got so much deliverance. So this is really important to do with spouses. Maybe you have to say that. I give my soul back to my family.
Yeah.
The part that I have just reserved for myself that's there.
Forgive me for withdrawing my spirit, honey.
Right, right.
Yeah. When I did that, she was 1,400 miles away and went into instant deliverance.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We need to hit. Let's go for it. Pornography, lust, all of that stuff that the independent spirit says, I'll comfort you.
Emotional abandonment.
Yeah, all of that. Come on. All pornography spirits, come out now in Jesus' name.
Let's go, demons.
Come on. All the pornography, lust, every one of you, go, go, go.
Seeking
get out right
comfort
now
in all
name.
The other places.
Come on. All the false comforts. Come on. Comforted in food, all that shopping, all of that. Go now in Jesus'
shopping.
Name. Let's go. Push them, angels. Push them, push them. Come on. You
go.
Are not
going
to torment God's
escape.
People any longer. Go. Go.
Jesus
fire
name.
Burning and destruction on you, demons.
Let's
fire
go.
Burning
all
and destruction.
Whatever's
you can't escape
on top in your
demons.
Life.
They know
let's go.
Who you
let's
are
go.
Now.
Come, you're doing a good job. Just keep breathing them out.
That's right.
Move. Independence. Come on. I don't need anybody's help. I don't want anybody's help. Don't tell me what to do. Come on. Let's go, demons.
And all the godly soul ties. We just lose godly soul ties. Amongst the people here now in Jesus' name. Because you're going to never have to do anything alone again. You're going to be connected in the spirit realm with godly soul ties.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
So take that, demons, and smoke it. That's right. They have help now. They are not helpless.
Jesus' name. Insecurity. Inferiority. Come on. Feeling all alone. Come on. All the loneliness. Come on. Every day. Let's go, demons. Up and out.
Come on.
Up and out. We have authority over you in Jesus' name.
Go, go, go. Come on.
In the name of Jesus and the power of His shed blood. Let's go. Let's go. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. Come on. Let's go. Come on. We resist you. We stand against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to love my wife. I'm going to love my children. Come on. Tell the demons that. You're not going to let them do their stuff anymore through you.
You're going to love God. I mean, they withdraw from God, too.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Just
love
say,
God with all
my
heart.
Love God. You're not going to separate me from the love of God. You're not going to make me a hard, bitter, old, crotchety man or a woman. Go, 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 go. Call you an old hag when you're... You don't want that, so come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Go. Push him, push him, push him. I lose life into you in Jesus' name.
Let's go.
Well,
all the way out,
demon.
Come on. Come on. All the way out.
Whatever's
there. Push him out.
I lose life and joy. I lose the spirit of strength under the day of battle. All right. Now, all the spirits in the GI tract start coming out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Constipation, colitis. Come on. Everything.
Crohn's
disease. Everything in there. All the spirits of not having enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach. We lose healing into your whole GI tract. Starting your epiglottis, your esophagus. From all the way down now in Jesus Christ's name.
Large stomach.
Right down to
stomach.
The anus. Every part. We lose the anus to go in and start healing. And scrape that stuff off of the lining of their intestines and their stomachs and their colon. Scrape it off, angels.
All the poisons,
scrape it.
All the toxins.
Come on. Scrape off all
the
toxins and poisons. Come on. Colitis. Upset stomach. Come on. Diarrhea. Come on, all of the GI diseases,
Jesus
come out now in Jesus
all
Christ's name.
All the toxic emotions that are being stored up in the pit of your
that's
stomach,
right, yeah.
Your emotions are
depressed
tied up like a knot inside.
Come out now.
Come on.
All those depressed emotions in the stomach, let's go.
Let's go. Sickness,
enemy,
illness, infirmity.
Intestines, come on, let's go. Go.
All by
push
stripes
push
we are healed.
Come on. You know,
all
that's why you have a stomach ache and you didn't want to go to school. That's why.
Let's go.
Come on, let's
headaches,
go. Push them.
Heartaches.
Come on, all the fear that's there down there. Let's go. Come on.
Let's go.
Everything. All the stomach disorders out
Jesus
now in
name.
Jesus Christ's name. Go. Loose them. Come on.
Out. Sickness, illness,
everyone
infirmities.
Come on. All of that. Let's go.
Pushing your emotional feelings down in Jesus' name. Just burying your emotions, being bound in the emotion. Just push them down.
When
they're
you stuff
you
them
sick.
Down, where do you think they go? You're stuffing them down. Okay? And every time
bottom,
you didn't come up,
stomach.
A lot of them are in your throat because you just swallow it back. Oop, I'm not going to cry. They're not going to see me cry again. Well, break that vow. Come on, let's go. Crying's good.
All sicknesses and illnesses
come on,
from
go. Push them. Come on. All of it. Out.
Move.
All of that. Not being allowed to cry. Being shamed when you cry. Big boy, don't cry.
Come on.
All of that. Get out now
spirit
in Jesus Christ's name.
Come on. Self-pity.
You're
such
not
a horrible
running the
husband.
Show anymore.
Such a horrible
get out
wife.
Now. Get out. Go. Come on. Everything
tomorrow's
in the
a new
throat.
Day.
Everything that you've suppressed. Come on. All of that disappointment.
Let's go. In
I really
Jesus
thought
name.
By this time in my life I would be doing this or that or whatever. Go right now in Jesus'
all
name.
Jesus'
come on.
Name.
All
come
that
on.
Bitter
move.
Disappointment
come on.
With
all
yourself
all
and with God.
Jesus'
get
name.
Out
come out
now
of the people in the
Jesus
kitchen
name.
And in the back room. You come out of them too.
Everybody, out now.
Come on,
out
all
now.
The way out.
Go. Fire
come on,
burning
come on.
And destruction.
No hiding.
Fire
come
burning
on.
And destruction.
Let's go.
You can't run and you can't hide, demons. The party's
all
over for you.
Everybody within
go.
Our ear, Lord.
Go. Get out now in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Go.
Come on, we seek your face,
come
Lord.
On.
Set
go.
Us free. Clean
that's
us up.
That's right.
Jesus' name. Move. All the way out. Come on. Move.
Doubt
sickness.
And unbelief. Go. Come on. Doubt, unbelief. Go. Come on. Doubt, unbelief.
Come.
All the spirits of doubt
Jesus
and unbelief.
Name.
Disbelief.
The spirit of denial.
Denial.
I don't have this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have this.
No,
not
I
me.
Don't.
It's
I
my
don't.
Wife that's got this.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Denial.
Yeah. Come on, denial.
I don't have any demons.
Come on. Let's go.
Come on.
Come on.
That demon
all
come out.
The denial.
Jesus' name. I'm not a demon. Come on.
That's
come on.
Right.
Move.
Right.
All the denial.
The enemy is not your spouse. The enemy is the demon, and he's been hoodwinking you. You're fighting your husband when it's a demon.
Mom, let's go.
Or your wife. Now get
go.
Out now.
And spirit of blame, too. Always it's got to be somebody's fault.
Yeah, let's go. Go, go. Come on. Come on. Guilt.
Let's go. Guilt,
blame,
shame,
guilt.
Self-condemnation.
All that
blame,
guilt.
Blame, wanting to vent your anger on somebody else.
Go. Come on.
Let's go.
Every one of you.
Let's
rage.
Go. Come on.
Rage.
Come on.
All that
move.
Rage.
Move.
Come on. Mom, let's go.
Mom,
everything that you think you're trying to hide, angels go in now and push them out with hooks in their jaws and start dragging them out.
All else. Feeling unappreciated. Nobody sees all that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I worked and I worked and I worked and I gave and I gave and they didn't even say thank you. Come on. All that feeling unappreciated and flipping into self-pity. Come on, you come out. Come on. Come on, all the way out. Come on, move, move.
Come on.
Jesus' name, feeling unappreciated and I didn't get my cookie. Come on, let's go. Move out, demons. Come on, all the way out. Come on, move. Want my works to be seen and acknowledged of men. Come on, let's go.
Right.
Move.
Instead
move.
Of doing all your work as unto the Lord.
Jesus' name.
Come on, let's go.
Feeling unappreciated.
Come on.
You never tell me you love me. You never tell me thank you. Come on.
You never bring me flowers or whatever.
Yeah. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Doing great.
You forgot my birthday again. You forgot our anniversary again.
Not me. I never forget.
I know you don't. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to their demons. Come on. You got me.
I learned, aren't we?
Come on, out now.
Come on, forgetfulness.
Go,
let's go,
go, go, go, go.
Forgetfulness.
Come on. Command you to go. Out now. Go, go, go. Come on. Every one of you, go. Come on. Every one of you, let's get.
Jesus'
get out
name.
Now. Jesus Christ's name.
Full of love.
Thought robbers.
Fill their hearts.
Thought robbers. You
Jesus
rob their
name.
Thoughts. You take thoughts out of them, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't remember. Come on. Thought robbers.
Come on.
Lord, restore their
mind. Mind occult. Come on.
Yes.
Move.
Restore,
all the bound
heal
thoughts.
Their mind.
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Come on.
Come on.
Go. Push
come on.
Them
all the way
push
out.
Them.
Let's go.
Fire burning and destruction.
Jesus' name.
Be very afraid, demons.
Come on out of here.
Be
demons.
Very
come
afraid.
Come on. All the way out. Come on.
We are
come
not afraid
mind
of you,
racing.
Demons. Go. Go.
Bound
go.
Emotions,
push
bound
push
thoughts,
push
all the mind
everyone
racing in Jesus' name.
You
I
go.
Can't
now.
Focus,
now.
Can't concentrate.
Right. Come on. ADD and all of those spirits come out too
come
now in Jesus'
out of
name.
The brain.
Learning disabilities come out of the people now
forgetful.
In Jesus' name.
Forget what you were
learning
thinking.
Learning disabilities, ADD,
let's
ADHD.
Go.
Obsessive
come on, short-term memory loss,
come
long-term
on,
memory
go,
loss.
Go, go,
come on,
go, go, go. Alzheimer's, dementia, everything that wants to give
go.
You dementia,
let's go.
Come out now in
come
Jesus'
on.
Name.
Come on. Out of the brain,
come on.
Out of the temporal lobe, out of the brain.
Come
on, come
on.
Move.
Everything, let's
move.
Go, get out of them.
Lord, restore their brain, rebuild their brain, bring every dead brain cell back to life
right.
In Jesus' name. Come on, move out of the eyes as well. Come on, let's go. Move vision problems. Come on, eyesight problems.
Hearing problems, come out now in Jesus Christ's name.
She can't see my faults and I can't hear her. Come on,
let's go. Push him, push him, push him. Come on.
All
everything
the way
out of the eyes
move,
and ears.
Lord, heal
let's
your
go.
People
come
wherever
go,
they have
go,
need
go.
In Jesus' name. Come on. Move. Move.
Come on.
Premature death in Jesus' name. The spirit of death slowly dying in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Your health should
go.
Be strong.
Push
come on.
Push
come on.
Go.
Let's
right
go.
Now,
let's
name.
Go.
Come on. Everyone
move.
You need is out,
move.
Out.
Come on. That spirit of death.
Life.
Premature death
yes.
In Jesus' name.
Right.
Death.
By
darkness,
heart attack, heart conditions, whatever means, get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Men's hearts failing them for fear. All the fear in the hearts go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All the fear in the hearts go
come
now.
Come on. Heart attack,
go.
Heart murmurs, heart
go.
Palpitations.
Everyone.
Come on, everything
come on.
In the
tachycardia,
heart.
Tachycardia, bradycardia,
heart.
All of it. Let's go. Go, go, go. Come on.
Jesus
everything
name.
In the heart. Let's
in
go.
The
right now in
Jesus'
name.
Jesus Christ.
For out of the mouth, the heart speaks. Now, boom.
Pushing
now,
people
Jesus
away.
Name.
Come on. Yeah, this is a good one. Come on. Pushing people away. Come on. Move that. Come to me. Go from me.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Come on. Move. Pushing people out of my life. Come on. That guard dog spirit. Not going to let anybody
oh,
get
yeah,
close.
That's
come
a
on.
Good one. Guard
move
dog
the guard
spirit.
Dogs.
Go.
Come on. Always
go.
Barks anytime somebody. You just bite their head off if they get
you
too close.
Bite their head off. Go. Come on. Out now.
Spirit
guard
of the guard dog.
Come on. Let's go.
Come on. Move.
Spirit of the guard
there
dog.
To keep
go.
People
come
away
on.
From you.
I really howled when I got rid of that one. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I smelled like a wet dog. It was horrible. Oh, God.
Yes.
I was like, so come out now in Jesus'
go.
Name. I'm just letting you know it's a real thing.
All that
okay.
Demonic protection
is going to
keep you safe
mm-hmm.
from people.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let's go. Now
move,
in Jesus' name,
move.
Let's go. Push him, push him.
Come on. All that demonic protection that you want to keep you safe from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
They tell
let's
you
go.
You're safe.
Fear of man.
Fear of man, fear of
man.
Women.
Fear of the opposite sex.
That's right.
Come on.
Fear of the opposite
move.
Sex. Come out
move.
Now in Jesus' name. Fear of giving and receiving
go.
Love.
Come on. Fear of people in authority.
Mm-hmm. Fear of people in authority. Let's go.
All
let's
the
go.
Fear spirits. Come on. God has not
every
given us a spirit of fear, but
every
power, love, and a sound mind.
Power,
Lord, we
love
loose
and a sound mind.
Jesus' name. And the torment. Come on. Fear has torment. Come on. Let's go. Time I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord. He's my shield, my buckler, my fortress. I will trust in Him.
I lose the ability for you guys to set your face like flint. Like Jesus did. He said, I set it like flint on the way to Jerusalem. I lose that ability into you. And say, all right, so you can say, this is the way I'm going to walk, and I'm walking it.
Jesus' name.
Come out.
Cast
everybody,
not away your confidence, which has great recommendance of reward.
Come on.
It
everyone
is not
go,
pride
go,
to
go.
Be confident.
Yeah, pride isn't. Come
Let's
on, go.
We
everyone
lose confidence, assurance, boldness.
There's no rest for the wicked, so you demons get
a
out.
A few demons,
get
not
out.
The people.
No, we lose rest in the people, but there's no rest for the wicked.
Out.
Get
push out.
Now.
Drive them out,
Jesus' name.
Come on.
Loose
come
them,
on.
Loose them, go.
All the way out. All the flies buzzing around the head in Jesus' name.
Any religious spirits that are there that are holding the people back, get out right now in Jesus' name. Any, all these religious spirits that are hindering people from being led by their spirit, go now.
Another Jesus, another gospel, all the religious spirits, religious works, religious legalism, letter of the law, the letter killeth, but the spirit
bringeth
life.
Come on, let's go, come on, being killed by the letter, come on, being killed by the law, come on, all of you things have been killed by the law.
Jesus' name, being controlled by other people with letter and law.
Witchcraft control, let's go, push them.
Cut off every cord of control.
That's right, cut the cords of witchcraft control law from everywhere, every person, everything, in Jesus Christ's name.
Doing great. And just keep throwing them out, Lord. Clean your people up. Clean them up, Lord.
They can't run.
Brand new
they
creation
can't hide,
today.
People. This is the good news. That's right. And you just dig it into them every chance you get. You can't run. You can't hide. I'm coming after you. That's right. Come on. That's
you
good.
Got an
push
area
them,
you
them.
Want free from? Just tell it to go in your mind.
Come
on. It's the atmosphere of deliverance. You can get set free from anything today. Come on. You demons go. Come on. Whatever the Holy Spirit's pushing up, you have to go, demons.
Oh, I know what we want to do. Everything that is hindering them flowing in the gifts, you come out now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that works. So the blockage to God being able to flow the gifts through you as He wants. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name.
Antichrist.
Come on. Antichrist.
All block gifts.
Anything.
Jesus' name.
Block gifts. Go. Come on.
Come on. The fear.
Anything
fear making a mistake.
Blocking anybody from receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You come out now too in Jesus
witchcraft.
Christ's name.
Inherited witchcraft.
Come on.
Occult spirits. Everything that blocks and fights against the gifts of the Spirit.
That's right. Get
all occult spirits. Everything inherited.
That's
everything
right.
done.
Go. Right now in Jesus Christ's name.
Let's go. Come on, all those spirits. Jesus' name, blocking you from moving in spirit. That fear of stepping out. What if I make a mistake?
Fear of making a mistake. Yeah.
Fear of making a mistake. Mm-hmm. Fear of being ashamed. What if I do something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, all
fear
the way
out. Being laughed
Don't
at.
Worry about it. You will.
Fear of being ridiculed. Fear of being criticized.
So, Holy Spirit will clean up the mess. Don't worry. Come on, let's go. Come on, that perfectionism. I've got to do it right.
Yeah.
If it's not right, I don't want to do it. Come on, let's go. Move. Jesus' name. Come out of people. Come on. Move. That fear of making a mistake. The fear of being a failure. Especially in all you men.
Fear of failing.
Fear
come
failure.
Out of you men
I'm
right
just a
now.
Failure. I'm such a loser.
That's right. Women don't want to hear it. Get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Fear of failing. Fear of being a failure. Come on. Fear of disappointing your wife. Fear of disappointing your husband. Get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Fire burning in judgment. See, you demons don't know when we're going to quit. You don't know if we'll ever quit, so you might as well come out right now. If you think you're going to hold out till the end, forget it. Because
Keep going.
Because the angels are going home with every one of these people to keep digging you out.
Yeah, Lord, we lose the angel, Lord, to deliver people all the way home and stay with them. Come on, all out. Come on, all the fear of success in Jesus' name.
Right.
What will they think of me?
Yep.
Come on, everybody will want what I want, what I've got there.
Self-sabotage.
Move. Go. Jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust. Come on, move
alcohol
that whole
spirits,
area.
Drug spirits. Come on.
Arrested right. development. Alcoholic mind. Thinking like an alcoholic. Driving like one, spending your money like an alcoholic. Come on, all the patterns, Jesus' name, whether you drink or not. Come on, let's go. Alcohol spirits, drug spirits, Jesus' name.
Deaf and dumb
addictive spirits.
Go. Come on, deaf and dumb, out.
Mm-hmm. All
come on,
the way
deaf
out.
And dumb. Come on, let's go.
Deaf
go,
and
go,
dumb.
Go.
Come on, all the way out.
Out.
Move. Jesus' name, out of the mind, the will and the emotions. Father, let this mind be in your people. Restore their mind. Renew their mind,
heal
Father.
Their mind. Create what they need
Hallelujah.
In their mind if they don't have it. You know, sometimes
up and out.
It away.
All the way out. All the shame, all the embarrassment, the hopelessness, the discouragement. Come on, feeling hopeless.
I'm too old. You can get out right now.
Come on.
There's
it's
no
never
retirement
too late.
In God. Now get out right now in Jesus' name. Come on.
Let's go. Lethargy. Apathy.
Right.
Self-resignation.
Fatigue.
I give up.
Tiredness.
I want to quit. That quitter spirit that runs away every
spirit.
Time
That's
it gets
it.
Tough.
Yeah.
Come on. The spirit
get
of the quitter.
There. Come on,
let's go.
Go.
Come on,
go.
Always quitting when the pressure gets put on you. Come on, runner spirits. Come on, just run away.
Right.
Just go ahead and run.
Spirit.
Go ahead and run. Jesus' name.
Get out right now in Jesus' name. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's this group.
Always
so
on
get
the
out,
run.
Demons. Go, Jesus go, go, name. Go. Come on.
All the way out.
Come on.
Everyone let's go. Let's go. Apathy, lethargy, self-resignation. Oh, I guess I'll never get anything. I'll never do it. Come on, let's go. Move. Apathetic. Come on. Out, out. Depression.
All these spirits that are just spoiled. You're just spoiled children.
Spoiled
come out
brats.
Now in Jesus'
spoiled
name.
Rotten.
Little brats.
Come on. Never been disciplined.
Out now in Jesus' name.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Come on. And when
Jesus
God tries
name.
To discipline you,
spirit
you throw
of the spoiled
a
brat.
Come on. Let's go. Out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on.
I just messaged my man. Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Spoiled, being a brat, foolishness, the spirit of foolishness.
Entitlement.
Come on.
I should
oh, yeah.
get this.
Oh,
where's
yeah.
my cookie?
Mm-hmm.
Mom,
come on, go,
come on,
go,
that
go,
spirit
go.
Of entitlement.
Go, go, go.
Mom, where's my cookie?
This shouldn't be happening to me.
Mom,
this
move,
I'm a Christian.
Move.
I'm a King's kid. Nothing bad should happen to me. Well, that's a lie.
Mom, come on,
go
that's
now,
religious
Jesus
false spirit. Come on, entitlement. I deserve
go.
This.
Go, go.
I deserve that. Come on, move. Move, demons. Come on, all the way out.
Only thing we deserved was to go to hell, and God saved us from that. So we should be happy every day.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Right now in Jesus Christ's name. Every one of you.
Come on. All the way out. The spirit of the mercenary. Come on. Serving God for hire. Come on. I'm in this to get the reward. Come on. Move. Move, demons. Come on. The hireling is a mercenary. What's in this for me if I serve you, God? If I tithe, what's in this for me? Nothing. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Move. Wanting to serve God to get your cookie. Come on. Move. Come on. The mercenary spirit. Come on. God, why aren't you giving me? Come on. Why aren't you doing this for me? You should just give this to me, God. Come on. All that entitlement. Let's go. Move. 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 Come on. All the way out. Come on. It's a big spirit in the economy today. Come on, let's go. Move out. Move. All the way out. Failure. Fear of failure. Come on. Move. The fear of launching out. The fear of doing anything. Come on, let's go. Failure. Fear of failure. Fear of being a loser.
Fear of demons, you leave now because these people ain't afraid of you no more. Now go in Jesus' name.
Only a demon.
That's right. They are not
all
afraid
the way
of you.
Out. Spirits of pain.
Oh, pain. Oh,
all the pain in the body.
Arthritis, all
yeah.
the pain in the body, yeah.
Come on, come on. Come on.
Out of the
body.
Come on, out of the nerves, out of the neural pathways. Go, 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 go.
Jesus
come on, all the different types of pain. We know who you are. You get out now.
Right.
I don't care what your fancy name is.
Put your hand where you're hurting and tell it to go. I order the pain to go, just like it's a demon. Come on, out.
Pain, out. Now.
Headaches, nausea.
Come on. Every type of pain.
Pain
out,
in your arches, your joints.
That's right.
Come on.
Go, go,
move.
Go. Pain,
bent
pain,
over.
Pain.
Can't stand up straight.
Come on. Pain.
Move.
Every
out
part
of the
pain.
Out
emotional
the
and physical pain. Out now in Jesus Christ's name.
Come on,
name.
Let's go. In spirit of pain. Move out. Move, demons. Come on. All the way out. Move. Hallelujah.
And Lord, I ask that if they have flat feet, you restore their feet so their feet can be shod with the preparation of the gospel. All
Jesus
spirits of flat
name.
Feet come out of the people too.
Come on, all the way. Lord, repair them. Heal them, Father. Jesus' name. Come on, move. Whatever's on top. Whatever your people need freedom in, Lord, let your spirit move and heal. Deliver. Jesus' name. Set them free, Father. Set them free. Give them a testimony, Lord, that they have to. They can share with people that I once was this way, but now I'm not. Life-changing deliverance, Father, we ask for this week. Life-changing deliverance. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, and fill them with the power of your Spirit. Fill all the void, the vacancies where these demons took up residency, Lord. Fill them. Give your people a new heart. Take out the stony heart. Give them a new heart, the heart of love, compassion, like our Savior's, Father. Give us a heart like Jesus had. Jesus' name. Change our lives, Lord. We can bring honor and glory to your Son.
I like that. As we go
preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely
we have received, freely give. Let's do it again.
As we go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely we have received, freely give.
Amen. Amen. All glory to you, God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.